Well, the first, as far as the stuff falling from the sky, we've had freezing rain here during the early morning hours. That freezing rain, as far as what's falling, is actually going to kind of wind down here over the next few hours. In fact, by 8 o'clock, we should be pretty well done with it for the day. But with surface temperatures that are a little bit below freezing and roads that are definitely below freezing coming out of that Arctic air, any untreated surface is expected to remain pretty icy today. But there is a break in the weather. Again, if you weren't expecting a whole lot of additional freezing rain after 8 o'clock this morning. And from there right on through 6, 7 o'clock tonight, we should be pretty well dry. But after that, there is another pretty widespread area of freezing rain, and snow that will move up out of Missouri up at us tonight. And that's going to bring us potentially an additional round of slick roads. Mainly, this is a slick road issue as opposed to trees and power lines building up ice. They will see some ice on elevated surfaces, but we're talking about a tenth of an inch of ice or so. But on roads, even a trace of ice, as we see this morning, is pretty slippery. So expect more slick roads on untreated surfaces tonight on through Tuesday morning. And about late Tuesday morning, this whole storm system gets out of here, and we'll be back above freezing Tuesday afternoon, and we can all forget about this Arctic air and the problems we've had for quite a while.
But beyond the freezing precipitation threat, though, it looks like there's plenty of precipitation kind of in the forecast for the remainder of the week. Is that right? But temperatures above freezing?
Right. At this point, there is an additional chance for rain Wednesday into Thursday. At this point, kind of a mixed signal on whether that storm will come up over top of us significantly or not. But at this point, it does look like if it does, it'll be a rain system with temperatures above freezing both day and night.